But right now, we welcome once again into our studio our sports psychologist from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology. He's also authored or co-authored over 3,700 books. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Hello, Dr. Maxwell.
Oh. Hello, Craig. Good morning, Jay.
Oh, good morning.
That's my new favorite song now.
Oh, really?
I love that. Good morning, Jay.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
There it is. The morning sip.
Could you have done that before goodness, you walked
Lord.
Into the studio?
So good. My morning coffee, George.
Well, it's good to see you, Dr. Mick. Why are you fading in and out?
I don't know what's happening there.
How have you been?
I've been doing so well, Craig. Thank you so much for asking that. You know, I love coming and talking to you guys because I love sports. Oh, I love sports.
You're a big sports
so
fan.
Much. Yes. In fact, I just took up a new sport to get in shape.
Really?
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, you are looking at the latest man to enter the exciting world of Greco-Roman wrestling.
Who does that That's in fantastic. Their spare time?
Actually, I belong to an amateur league, Giorgio, a local amateur league that meets up on weekends at a house. And you go in, you don't even learn each other's names.
At a house.
You go into the dimly lit room and start wrestling with some guy, and they can sub in other guys, and pretty soon you don't know who, you can have like four guys on one guy, and it's really exciting.
Like chaos.
Really great workout.
Well, that's great. You know,
it is chaos. Sometimes you lose your outfit.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's.
Yes.
You look great.
I do.
It's doing wonders for you.
I've got a Nautilus machine now.
Oh, that's great.
And it's been great. It's a lot better than free weights. You ever try lifting free weights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bear. And I should know about bears.
What, you used to live in Colorado or something? Or?
I spent a summer working in Alaska with grizzly bears.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Maxwell, we wanted to have you in studio to talk about the Cowboys and the psychology.
Wait. Yes, go ahead.
The psychology of coming off of the bye weekend.
Craig, coming off the bye week is a very difficult thing for a lot of men. A lot of men are confused.
Confused?
They don't understand the feelings that they have.
Yes, really? Sir. Just because of a blank spot on the schedule?
It's different than what they're used to. Used to playing
the creatures
weekend,
of habit,
right?
Yeah.
Creatures of habit, and then all of a sudden you're starting to have this weird feeling of, oh my goodness, this weekend I'm not going to be doing the same thing I've been doing before.
Right,
it's a totally different experience. And personally, I love the bye week.
Really,
this is my favorite week. I really come out during this week.
I bet you do.
And really analyze everything in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. It gives me a chance, a little breather.
Okay. So no Cowboy
when my
game
local
to watch.
Team is not playing right. I can look at the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought you guys a few books, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
And, the bye week has allowed
He's always
me
writing
time
something.
To come up here and bring you a few beaks.
I'm sorry, a few beaks?
Here. What?
What'd you say?
A few beaks.
Beaks.
Books. He writes
Beaks.
Books.
Beaks! Beaks!
Okay, I'm sorry, Beaks.
Thank you!
Whoa.
Here's our first one. This one is called Zeke and You Will Find by Zeke Elliott and Racehorse Haynes, subtitled How to Find a Court That Will Actually Let Me Play.
Interesting.
Zeke and You Will Find.
Zeke and You Will Find.
Very timely.
Thank you.
I'd like to read that one.
And then this one, you guys are into sports broadcasting, aren't you?
Sure.
Well,
yes, we're
well,
in
good.
It.
Then I think you'll like this book. It's called My Job Is Now a Living Hell by Jim Nantz. And I won't tell you what's in it. I won't tell you what's in it.
Okay.
Really good. I think you'll find it interesting.
I'd like to read that too.
And then I wrote this one. This is actually one of mine. You know, I do a lot of editing and a lot of co-writing, but this one I wrote all by myself. And it's about something that is going on right now in culture as well as the NFL.
Okay.
It's called Men on Their Knees by Carlton Maxwell.
Interesting.
And it's about the controversy that's going on
kneeling
right now.
Kneeling during the anthem.
Right.
When I see a man in front of me on his knees, it gives me a good feeling. Because that man is trying to make me come to a similar conclusion as he has on social issues.
Right. Right.
Yes, that's true. I see your point of view.
And so
book for sure. Yeah.
And it's very important to challenge yourself on these issues and to think in new ways.
Right.
So this is Men on Their Knees by Carlton Maxwell. And I even did illustrations. You can see I've done some drawings of men on their knees,
maybe,
various men in, on their knees.
Maybe too many illustrations.
And then this is related to the controversy as well. This is called How One Phone Call from Trump Made Me Paint Myself into a Corner by Jerry Jones. He's just written this
book. Well,
short.
That's timely.
It's very short.
Yeah, we were wondering about
and
that.
And then I know a lot of our peewins out there.
What?
A lot of the peewins out there.
The what?
Maybe looking for peewins out there.
Oh, the
peewins.
Yes, this is called How to Get the Best Job at Home Depot, a practical guide by Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, well, he's unfortunately still unemployed.
Yeah. Did you guys know that the NBA is starting up?
That's right.
It's getting a little creek dip.
Tonight.
Right. Yes, tonight. And that's why I brought in this. And this one is free for both of you. I brought you each a copy.
Oh,
it's
thanks.
Called LeBron is a Bitch by Kevin Durant.
Just wrote that this offseason.
Fascinating.
It's a quickie book.
You know, Dr. Maxwell, I was doing some prep work for our visit with you today, and I discovered your blog. I didn't know you blogged.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
My spirit's blog?
It was your personal blog, which I had never known about.
It was password protected, is it?
Well, I found it. And you wrote some really fascinating stuff, and I really enjoyed your entry. This was about a year ago, about you coming out of the closet, and I just thought it was very brave that you wrote that.
I'm not out of the closet, bitch!
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know what
every
that
time,
means. Dr. Maxwell.
Every time. Just,
is that... So sorry.
Just tell him you'll read his books next time and don't do that to him.
I was trying to compliment him.